Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, October 9th, 2017. The cleanup work after Thursday's storm front Xavier is continuing. On Sunday, the Berlin Fire Department still had 150 missions on the open to-do list. Most of the damage can only be repaired during the day. The fire department logged 3,000 missions because of the storm, and new calls are still coming in. The state of emergency was revoked on Sunday afternoon, and the fire department thanked Berliners for their patience and positive words on social media. Train traffic has also slowly normalized as well, though the line between Berlin and Cottbus won't be fully restored until midweek. The S3 and the S25 are also running under some constraints. A total of 26 trains were damaged because of falling trees and branches during the storm. The Parks and Forest Office also warns to be careful in forests, as there still is a danger that trees or branches can fall, some parks even being closed for this reason. The administration in Eberswalde is expecting months of cleanup work. A group of Syrian dancers will tour across Germany with a show about why they fled their home country and the hopes they have for the future. The show, called Come As You Are, is directed by Berlin-based choreographer Nir de Wolf and premiered in Berlin in September. The artists want to express how much they have learned, changed, and developed since coming to Berlin in 2015 and early 2017, and give details about life as a migrant through dance, in particular the mundane parts, like applying for work, finding a home, and missing family and friends who are far away. De Wolf said the experience of the dancers as migrants can resonate with people around the world, and he hopes to take the show on an international tour soon. Yesterday, on the 25th anniversary of his death, the Social Democratic Party has remembered former Berlin mayor and German chancellor Willy Brandt. Brandt is one of the party's most famous politicians. In 1957, he became mayor, and the erection of the Berlin Wall and John F. Kennedy's famous speech occurred during his administration. Brandt was elected German Chancellor in 1969, and he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1971 after kneeling down at a memorial for the dead of the Warsaw Ghetto, recognizing Germany's responsibility for the crimes in the Nazi era. On the same day, he signed the Treaty of Warsaw, which formally acknowledged the new border between Poland and Germany that was established shortly after World War II. His Neue Ostpolitik, or New Eastern Policy, was heavily criticized nationally by conservative politicians, but it did de-escalate the ongoing Cold War and improve Germany's relations with East Germany, Poland, and the Soviet Union. The Friedrichstadtpalast received an anonymous bomb threat on Saturday, and the building had to be evacuated 5 minutes before the start of a show. After no threat could be detected, the show started with a delay of 50 minutes. Though no evidence has been found, the threat could be connected to a statement by director Bernd Schmidt earlier in the week. He criticized the right populist party AfD and said that he does not want AfD voters as guests. Shortly thereafter, the Friedrichstadtpalast received several hate mails and negative ratings on social media platforms. In addition to the Xavier aftermath, Berlin police had their hands full at several crime scenes. At the U-Bahnhof Neukölln, a man played banned right extremist music, screamed Nazi slogans several times, and threatened a 34-year-old man who asked him to stop with a knife. He fled the scene but was arrested in his home later on Saturday. At Hermannplatz, a 23-year-old man was involved in a mass brawl of 25 people and afterwards hit and injured two police officers. During another brawl between 10 people at the U-Bahnhof Gropiusstadt, a man was pushed onto the tracks. Witnesses called the police, one group fled, and someone was able to pull the injured man from the tracks. In Tempelhof, a group of 5 people attacked a 19-year-old man with a baseball bat and stole his mobile phone. And in Moabit, a suspected thief bit a store detective in the thigh when he attempted to stop the man from stealing sweets. The detective and some employees held the man until police arrived, after which the bitten was treated in the hospital. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.